Check out this beam of light. It looks so nice and smooth and continuous. But if you were to zoom in on this beam of light, you'd realize it's actually made out of individual packets or particles of energy. Why does light seem so smooth? Well, the packets of energy are so small, and there's so many of them that we as humans just can't tell the difference. We call these particles of light photons. Max Planck and Einstein realized that the energy of each photon is going to be determined by its frequency. The formula for the energy of a photon is given by E equals HF. F is the frequency of the light in hertz, and H is Planck's constant, which always has the value 6.626 times 10 to the negative 34th joule seconds. What this means is if you increase the frequency of the light, each individual photon will have more energy. If you think about it, this is kind of confusing. The speed of light is a constant, so all photons have to travel at the same speed. So how would a high-energy photon ever know that it has more energy than a low-energy photon? Photons distinguish themselves not by having different speeds, but by having different colors. Red light has a low frequency, so each red photon carries a small amount of energy. As you increase the frequency, the color shifts toward blue, and each individual photon will start carrying more and more energy. Keep in mind that the formula E equals HF is just giving you the energy of a single photon. To find the total energy in the beam of light, you'd have to multiply HF by N, the total number of photons that are in the beam. As you increase the number of photons in the beam, the color won't change, but the intensity, or the brightness, will go up. So remember, increasing the frequency of the light increases the energy carried by each photon. Increasing the intensity of the light increases the number of photons that there are. The formula E equals HF is good, but sometimes you want to include information about the wavelength. How does wavelength fit into all of this? Remember that the wavelength and the frequency of a wave are always related by V equals lambda F. Here we have light, so V is C, the speed of light. This formula is how we can always translate between frequency and wavelength. If we solve for the frequency and substitute that expression into F, we get a new expression that says that the energy of a photon equals H times C over lambda. H is Planck's constant, C is the speed of light in meters per second, and lambda is the wavelength of the light in meters. Be careful, wavelengths of light are often reported in nanometers, so you must convert from nanometers to meters.